And it was from a log, but he swears it was the Brandywine eel that bit him.
He did?
So now I just call him the Brandywine eel. You know how, like,
they
Scotland has Loch Ness and Pennsylvania has the Erie Monster? The Erie Monster? Well, Pocopson has the Brandywine eel.
Pocopson has the Brandywine eel.
Yeah. Brandywine ain't got nothing.
That was hell when everyone flipped over and we're just going down currents like a Katrina type deal.
And Nick fucking Nick Dunlap swam after the boot.
Dude, if you saw us, dude, we're floating down the Brandywine. Fucking Bam tips over me, Shitbird, fucking oh, dude, everyone. We're all floating down, and the current starts picking up. And then I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is like Katrina or some shit. Like, we're just bobbing our heads down the current. Like, we can't get towards the end.
Except for Katrina's
stuff.
Like the ocean and
I know,
a city.
But I don't know,
this
dude.
Is like
that's
dude,
just
when we all mind. When we all fell in, I seriously felt like a flood victim.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah.
We really couldn't get to the edge because the current was so fucking strong.
And the funny thing is...
And the only reason why I wasn't getting scared is because... my feet kept touching the bottom every once in a while, so I knew that it wasn't so like super drowned.
But how about when the coolers started flying by Nick Dunlap and then the whiskey and all that stuff, and Dunlap's like...
Dunlap swam like an extra mile and a half to get the Jaeger.
Yeah, the Jaeger's in the sky vodka.
He's a strong swimmer.
Dude, that was pretty funny.
Is he really?
Come on, Bob, you better be.
Lick Dunkirk and fucking swim, dude.
Lick Dunkirk?
Lick butt crack? Dick Mudflap.
And then, dude, then Shipper's awesome. Nose. Shipper's nose.
Don't
got just
man.
Smashed into a tree.
Oh. Dude, when we went with Dick Mudflap up to Ortley Beach to do that bar signing,
Nick Buttcrack,
we seriously saw, you know, one of those planes that fly by and it says,
holy
like, eat it, Joe's?
Drama.
Yeah.
We saw a plane crash into IHOP.
What?
One of those crashed into an IHOP, and there was chilling. Like police all over the place. But we didn't see the aftermath. We saw it actually hit the IHOP.
Holy shit!
All the doors popped off of it.
Nobody died from it. But like
it fucked,
smashed
dude.
Right into the front fucking window. What if it was just a drunk airplane pilot? Like, what? I want some flapjacks. I want my goddamn Rudy Tooty fresh and and then remember when I was driving the Lambo, and I went. Don't you hate when like. Okay, if I'm going the other way and I barely stop at a stop sign, and, like, some lady has to be like, you didn't even stop at the stop sign. Like, it didn't affect her one bit. She was still on her way. I didn't get in her way one bit. Everything was fine, but she had to say something. So when she pulls up to say, did you know that? I wouldn't even let her finish her sentence. I was just like, did you not? Fuck you! Like, you would fuck you!
But your finger, you hang out the window with your middle finger.
Yeah, my middle finger's hanging out, and she's like, you don't just go through fuck you! It's completely rude to go through a fuck you! It was so funny.
But I can't believe it was a start of fuck you!
You can't argue with
it
fuck
was so
you.
Obnoxious.
Where's that? Was that here or in L.A.?
You can't argue with a loud fuck.
And then you can't.
There's nothing to say.
Obviously,
there.
I don't give two shits what she's going to say, so there's no use in trying to talk me into what I did was bad.
Two use.
And then I take Fana to the bar, and every time there's a hot girl with nice titties, he goes... like right in front of their faces. He'll be right there and he'll just be like,
well, I think something's wrong. It's Tourette's.
That's like Rich's fright scream. Rich, what do you do when they walk by? You get off.
No, Rich, how come you weren't doing that during the... Why weren't you doing that during the video shoot?
Yeah, I should have been. Both people are like, oh, check out that hot ass at 12 o'clock. You're just like...
Ah!
Dude, that was Hannah, too, man. It's all my
dude, Bam had 30 girls for a video shoot here 2 days ago for Vans of Jenna.
I fucking missed them.
And you missed it.
Yeah, you were playing
he missed
what,
it,
poker?
And you would have been screaming all day. Wow.
Sorry.
Do you want to talk about that awkward-ass shit?
Bam... Do you want to talk about all the 50 girls in the pool?
There's some problems here. Let me go to a song. I need to figure something out. This is Gemini 5 from Sweden.
Look at the attitude change. I loved it, man.
This is Gemini 5 from Sweden. I'm playing nothing but hair metal bands today because this fucking rocks. So let's hear this track 6.
Oh,
Radio Bam Series 20 back.
Check.
stops turning. I don't mind if my bridges burn. You say you don't mean the things you do to me. Don't mean the things you say. I'm falling behind. Because this time's for real.
Found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
What's up, some bitches? That was Gemini 5. I'm here with the Brandywine Eel, the gay mailman, Oswald, with the Wizard of Oswald, Dico, Shitbird, Shit Goose, and Fana. Yeah. And what's so fucking funny?
What was the first one? The mailman.
Yeah, the gay mailman.
I thought I was a new gay mailman.
Special Who's delivery.
I think. I like to call him a lot of names.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like five here. Different
What's
names.
What's he?
Let's see that package.
He's Fana.
Hannah's Fana?
Yeah, I could think of something, though.
I'm
yeah.
Shit Goose, Gay Vulture,
I can
gay
think
mailman.
Of something because I just caught his ass taking a fucking minging-ass shit while eating a Frankfurter.
Yeah.
That is so nasty.
It's fucking dinner time, bro.
But what's the reason?
Yeah.
Don't you not get hungry when you smell your shit?
Ew. Just long jamming it up while you're eating.
You know how you take a shit and after a couple minutes you get used to it?
No, I don't know what you mean.
No,
not enough to
either.
Eat a fucking hot dog.
It wasn't a hot dog.
I mean, I could understand getting used to the smell, but, like, it's still not cool enough to eat a hot dog.
Dude,
while
hot,
you're shit.
Hot dogs are lips and assholes anyway. It's all sick.
You're eating a lips and you're eating lips and assholes. And there's a foot of turd hanging out of your mingling.
I gotta make sure the 10% of my body is always food that I'm eating. If I'm letting it out, I gotta put
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't it be awesome
in.
If Fano was clear so you could see him eat the hot dog and then it just turned into chocolate and you could just watch the process like
if Hannah was clear,
just chocolate. Clear Hannah.
Clear Hannah.
Clear Hannah. Clear Hannah.
What was that joke we said about backwards payback?
It's so funny.
God damn it.
There's another Hannah story.
I saw it.
Remember, he hammered breakfast on the CKY tour, and then as soon as we showed up to the venue, they were having catering, so then he had a whole new plate, and then he goes, Hannah, you just ate. He goes, You know the Hannah saying, man, eat every meal like your fucking legs.
Yeah.
It totally is.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, shit goose is agreeing.
You call with no money, eat everything you can fucking see.
Hannah's are looked to for their, like, wise sayings. You know what the Hannah's saying.
Yeah. So I went down to Ocean City, Maryland, because I had to do a bar appearance. And yeah. When was the last time you drove down there?
Ocean City, Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh, God. In, like, high school. I'm in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Did you ever notice when you're driving down to Ocean City, Maryland, that you pass a beach called... Well, there's more than one.
Yeah. Wait.
But there's one called Slaughter Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Who the fuck is going to rent... Like, who
can... Come on, kids.
Hey, I got a nice beach house if you guys want to go. Oh, yeah, I might consider going out. Well, where's that? It's at Slaughter fucking Beach. Like, it does not sound pleasant at all.
You remember the other one said Slaughter Neck?
Slaughter Neck, Slaughter Beach, and then a few miles down is Faggers Island.
Oh, dude. Faggers Island's a hot
Faggers
spot.
Faggers Island featuring DJ Batman.
Yeah, yeah. DJ Batman is some other gay name.
DJ Batman?
Yeah.
DJ Batman.
His cape is just made of fire.
If he was the best motherfucking DJ I've ever heard in my life, I still couldn't take him seriously. What's your name? DJ Batman?
Did he have an outfit on? Did you see him?
No, it was on a sign when we were driving by.
Shit, man, you'd be better off with DJ Homo Thug.
DJ Dickhead.
What if he was playing all rock, like every shit that you like?
Dude, DJ Batman, come on.
Well, what about the lobster guy? Since Ocean City is famous for their fucking lobsters.
Oh, man. Oh. Last time I went to Ocean City, Maryland, I had a big feud at the 7-Eleven because I tried to get beer, and they wouldn't let me because they said passports aren't good enough identification. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was just like, I got into Iceland a few days ago, and you're telling me I can't get fucking beer in Maryland because my passport isn't good enough? So I go, fine. So then I hand her Novak's ID, and she's like, we can't use this either. I'm like, why? She's like, because his license was all peeled up because I think he washed it too many times or whatever, so the plastic was peeled. So she bitched about that. Then I was like, fine. I grabbed Missy's ID, and then she said it was the fact that there was like 6 dupes on it or something because she keeps losing it.
Right.
Fuck.
So I was like, you know what? You made such a fucking problem over nothing because we're all 26 here, and now you have to clean up all these motherfucking postcards. And I grabbed this massive thing of postcards, and I chucked them all over the place. I was like, you could have just sold me the fucking 6-pack, but now you have all this shit to clean up. And then I casually walked away, and she was calling the police. Even if the police did come, who the fuck cares? Like, did you knock these postcards over?
Yep.
Yeah. And they're a paper, and I didn't ruin anything.
It's just like the store owners down there are really fucking grouchy.
So, yeah.
So this brings us to...
It's because they're Rehoboth Homos.
Rub Hoboth.
They're Rehomos.
Bring up the...
No, but...
The lobster.
Yes, so this time I go to this craft shack in Rehoboth.
What are you eating over there,
and
Hannah?
I said I want $30 worth, but he thought I said I want 30 crabs, which is like $100.
Crab.
I'm like...
What the fuck are you fucking kidding me?
I don't want 30 crabs.
Like the little crabs or the crab-like?
They're like pretty
big-ass
ones. 30
crabs.
They're huge. They're massive. And I'm just like, No, asshole, I didn't say 30 crabs. I want $30 worth of crabs. He gives me the biggest attitude ever. So then I end up fucking chucking all the crabs up in the air, too.
They fly away. Huh? What happened with the crabs?
Well, he was such a fucking asshole. I was like, who the hell
is telling
who wants 30 crabs?
He's pissed at
you. I want $30 worth of crabs. That seems like a reasonable
remember,
what am I going to do with 30 crabs?
Remember when he's
What's
cooking
up?
Him?
So I take the happy. Whole crab thing. I throw him $80. I chucked them all over the restaurant.
But the fact that when he's cooking, he's all huffing and puffing like, oh, God,
yeah, that's what made me want to throw them all over the place. I was like, I would have a more fun time paying for the 30 crabs, which is $80, chucking them all over the restaurant because he was like huffing and puffing. And
dude, this dude, yeah. Like,
I was like, fuck.
And the place, like, there's like no customers there too.
Yeah, no wonder he's a fucking jack off.
Rub hobo though. I think I got some crab in my stomach.
Slaughter Beach.
Slaughter Beach. Slaughter Beach. I still pay for
how
this.
How did he
crash? My Bataro, Lord Bataro, you've seen a mustard man.
Touch yourself, huh? Okay.
He's racing home from work to see the end of the World Cup because he's Italian and loves Italy. He's flying home. He wipes out. He crashes into a telephone pole, destroys the whole side of his car, and comes home and is so shaken up he couldn't even watch the rest of the game.
He really ruined his day.
Dico.
He couldn't even come in the house.
What are you going to do? You're going to take the Italian flag and...
Oh, staple it to the pole he crashed into because he has to drive back and forth. I just want to remind him that he could have watched him win, but he had to freak out about it too bad.
Did you see when that dude
headbutted him?
That was fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
That was funny.
And they kicked him out. I was like, goodbye.
They kicked him out?
Oh, he was gone. They should have kicked him out, dude.
No, did they kick him out of the entire stadium?
Well, they kicked him
left.
Out of the game.
He left. He walked down the stairs.
Yeah. He's done.
I'm not a soccer fan, but that was hilarious.
Was he one of like the good players?
He's awesome. He's like the Gretzky of hockey.
Really? That dude?
Yeah.
Isn't this his last year?
He was going to retire as soon as they lost. That's what he said. He is pretty... They shouldn't have kicked him out, dude. He's fucking awesome.
He went out with a bang.
Italian goalie is better.
Was he Italy?
Dude, every time
he was France.
Every time I glance up at the game, I would always see one of the fucking French dudes like falling and holding their knee and crying.
Yeah.
Like, dude... Italy made France look like pussy.
They all are. They'll get hurt and they'll get carried off in a stretcher that they're playing 2 minutes later.
I wasn't paying attention to the game. I was sipping on a White Russian, but every time I'd look up at the TV at the bar, I would see some French guy like...
I think France...
Yeah. And they roll around. They're like...
Yeah, they roll around. The fucking
stomping the ground.
Come.
And it's like a little love tap to their knee.
Oh,
it's
so good to see them lose.
Oh, it ain't a love tap. Dude,
Ted,
those fuckers were playing hard.
Dude, Rake and his dad so worked up because Italy beat Australia, and they're Australian, and they're German, and Italy beat Germany, and I was like, oh, they kicked the shit out of me. And they were, I was like, now I get to rub it in your fucking face for 4 fucking years. Ted's dad was like, fuck you. He denounced soccer, and I was like, I bet you secretly fly a French flag. And he was like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, I hate them both. Soccer's a poof again.
That's every...
Fucking you need Aussie rules football. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, he was fucking...
That's every 4 years.
Go,
great,
let's go glue an Italian flag on that pole after this.
You ought to call... all right, fine.
And not even tell him.
No, I'm not going to tell him. He drives right every day.
So what we saw was every 4 years...
Right.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Let me play a song first.
Yeah, I'll call him and prep him.
I'm playing Placebo. This is their new album. This is track 1. It's called Meds.
Yeah.
Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion. Call Teddy.
Yo.
I was alone, falling free, trying my best not to forget. What happened to us? What happened to me? What happened as I let it slip? I was confused by the powers that be, forgetting names and faces. Passersby were looking at me as if they could erase it. Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, did you forget? I was alone, staring over the ledge, trying my best not to forget. All manner of joy, all manner of glee, and our one heroic pledge. How it mattered to us, how it mattered to me, and the consequences. I was confused by the birds and the bees, forgetting if I meant. best not to forget.
We're going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Teddy!
That was awesome.
What's the other one?
That last scream.
The excitement.
That's funny.
Can we call Ted's out?
Yeah, you want to call him right now?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't have any fucking service.
What's
up in your house? You have no internet, no phone service.
I have no service.
It's hell here.
Who has a speakerphone for service?
Yeah, all right. Go get it.
In the meantime, I want to talk about me opening up the door and seeing Shitbird with a candle lit. He has a candle lit, a fan blowing against his ass as Yanni's playing and he's jacking off.
Nice.
Well, what? Are you kidding me?
You having a fucking romantic... What the hell is that about, Shitbird?
Yanni. Man,
I got to have a little bit of ambiance when I, you know, I try to get the mood going.
You having a candle lit Yanni jack off set.
I like to, I'm romancing the hand, I guess.
I caught you in your room romancing the hand.
Oh, like, dude. Like, I'm just so used to fucking my hand that it's just like boring. And I'm just so over it.
Where? How are we going to hear it?
This is on speaker?
Soft and I got mood. Turn it up.
Oh, you got a next tone, don't you?
Hello.
Hey, Webby. Webby.
Hello.
Hey, Lee, can you hear me? It's Brandon. Webby.
Hello, are you having trouble?
No, I'm not having trouble. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, listen, we're on Sirius Faction 28. I'm on Bam's show. We want to ask you some stuff about soccer in the World Cup.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
What's
that?
Damn the Circus Maximus to the Colosseum. It's like the old days of the Roman Empire.
How come you wanted France to win so much?
I didn't really give a shit about France. But I didn't like the way the Missouri took dives all the time. Even their intimidation of Zidane. You know?
What?
I mean, they're a very good football team, and they deserve to win.
Deco tells me
I didn't like the way they won. I didn't like diving. They were very fortunate to be Australia. I think, actually, they took a dive, and they should have been out right there.
Hey, Australia took a dive?
Oh, that asshole in the game against Australia.
Deco told me that you have secret French flags all over your car and bathroom and stuff.
I got Charlie Joyer and Terry Noah, so I ain't got no role for the frogs.
Hey, Webby, how come you hate Australia so much and you wanted Italy to beat them?
Well, yeah. When I was a kid growing up, Dagos were like the niggas of the United States.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
I don't think Lord Bataro would like that so much.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it was. I mean, it wasn't right, but, I mean, they were immigrants. They just came in the country. We didn't have any blacks because they shot them years before.
Are you talking about Australia?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Australia, yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
Hey, Webby, so Italy deserved to beat Australia in that game?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. It probably would have gone to a shootout, we don't know, but that when I watched the match, that son of a bitch took a dive, you know? And they were supposed to get down on people for diving. The other thing is, you know, I'm a citizen here in Australia, I'm not a citizen of Australia, and I watched the Italians really do some filthy shit to the Americans. The Americans were bleeding all over the face.
They are pretty vulgar.
Yeah, they were, and they had some big boys there, and they're big puppets. You see that guy, that person and bullshit and sedan up, they fucked up his shoulder? Did you see what happened?
Yeah.
When they went up in the air? I mean, the guy twisted him so Zidane would get busted up, and he came back, he had the guts to come back. And this dog is giving him shit. You want to fucking kill that? You want to fucking show that? And he turned around and headbutted him.
I saw that. I saw that shit. How'd you like the headbutt? Did you like the headbutt?
I loved it, but I would have butted him in his eyeballs and broke his nose.
So Deacon...
You gotta get sent off. You gotta get a red card. Do it right. And Shane was tired. He was really exhausted.
Deacon told me that you have a...
If you're gonna sacrifice yourself, you should have given a true respect to us. Now in France, we gotta put in the ridiculous...
Well, hey, Webby, so are you eating French fries because you love the French so much today?
No. Paris français?
I hate
French. No, I don't speak any French. All right, Webby. Thanks.
Hey,
Webby, curse out the team you hate the most right now.
What was that?
What team do you hate the most?
What country do I hate the most?
What team do you hate the most?
Soccer team.
Yeah, curse them out.
What soccer team do I hate the most?
Yeah.
I don't know. I play a lot of sports, so I really don't hate the teams. I hate the countries that they represent. But I mean, I certainly sound like Iran.
Iraq and Iran.
There's a whole bunch of places. I don't like a lot of Muslim countries, although they probably sports a good thing for them.
What about North Korea?
Korea?
North Korea.
North Korea
do they? I don't know, they might.
South Korea is fine. I mean, South Korea, there's a lot of decent people there. I mean, they make all these jackass buying more, right? I mean, those green cats.
Hi, Andy. Hey. All right, Webby. We're losing reception, but thanks.
Parlez-vous français.
All right, I'll see you.
I love you.
Later.
So, remember in Team America when they burst out of the Mount Rushmore? It's just America, fuck yeah, God save the motherfucking day, yeah, America. And then remember when they're all depressed at the end? It's like America, fuck yeah, God save the motherfucking day, America, fuck yeah.
The bum version.
America, the bummed version.
Yes, suck on my balls.
Suck on my balls, man.
It's so vulgarly crazy, dude.
Man, the next time I get laid, I'm going to bang her with anger, dude.
He's been saving that for months.
Shot, meow. Shipper was so fucked up. He showed up to the bar with a robe. At the end of the night, I ended up ripping it off of him, so he was fucking nude on Gay Street.
He flashed Kuma.
And he had his shirt off in the bar with the robe just hanging down. His fucking sick minging ass balls were hanging out. And the lady comes up, she's like, sir, there's a health code. You're going to need to put your shirt on. And he goes, hey, look, I ain't trying to be Nelly, but it's fucking hot.
I remember that. Hey, did you get photos of that?
And then he's like, and then he looks up at the clock. He looks up at the clock and he's like, oh, shit, there's a severe warning. The bar's closing in 1 hour. A severe warning.
Yo, shit, what's your pedophile joke that you get?
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
I like little kids so much that I gotta take a pet roll just to get off.
He was hitting on Missy's sister so much, and she's like, how old is she, 19 or something? He's just like, I'm like, Shipbird, leave her alone, I'm gonna give you a pet roll. You know, like an Adderall.
Yeah.
A pet roll will keep you away from young chicks.
I'm not trying to be Nelly.
You know what?
I know.
Yo, check this out.
Shipbird, you were on fire yesterday, man.
It took an hour for me to figure out that it wasn't 231, it was on channel 231. I was like,
he's standing at the bar. He's like, your fucking clock's broke. It's been 231 for the past half hour.
Oh, shit's busted, man.
Did you guys get photos of this?
Oh, man. I have a photo of Naked on Gay Street where you put it on the website.
Yeah. Missy,
check out.
Hand it over to me.
VanMargera.com
Jesus. The schedule section. So yeah. The schedule.
I'll put up a photo of Shitbird nude with his, dude, you looked like Dude Man so bad from Big Lebowski.
We made him drink White Russians all day.
Yeah, we made him.
In honor of the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm gonna have to write a formal apology to the whole fucking borough of Westchester and just tell every bar, look, dude, I'm not gonna be hell. I'm just coming in to have a fucking
apology.
You should have seen the
moccasins.
Fucking what we're filming down Gay Street 2 days ago with fucking Veins of Jenna. You're everyone's hero, like stopping, like looking like, what the fuck is going on, man? The fucking four dudes just flared out walking down Gay Street like that was, oh man. That was another day.
That
dude.
Was,
Yeah.
America. That was cool. That was really cool.
We're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, and then everybody was singing songs with meow at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Shut meow.
Send me an A meow.
Send me an A meow.
Do you want to,
and then
up?
You were doing, take a look at me, meow.
Take a look about, at me, meow.
Everybody dance, meow.
Wait.
Right, meow. It's a magic moment.
Crystal clear Pepsi.
Do it right here,
shit,
meow.
I forgot about that.
No, grab the guitar.
Clear Pepsi.
Can you play Blaze of Glory? We got to sing it.
We go. Where's the mic? Oh, yeah, over there.
Where's the pick?
Dude.
Rich likes to use 1.4 millimeter pick, so if you have 1.14 millimeter.
That's soft. Dude, as soon as he touches something, like, great music comes out of it.
As soon as I touch my dick, stuff comes out of it, too.
How the fuck's it go? Nah, that's one there alive. What's a. Something like.
We could only working with that, though.
what
I can only think of
what song are you singing?
Shot.
I wake up in the morning and I'm
I wake up in the morning. Yeah.
Shot. Meow.
Go and know the truth. Yeah. I'm going meow in a blaze of glory. And I'm never gonna meow, but I do plus meow with the devil. Call me meow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was pretty good.
That song sucks so much.
It's better now.
He
though.
Wrote it just because he couldn't use one at Dare Alive.
Why
for
couldn't
young
he
guns.
Use it?
Because I think he doesn't own it all or something.
Because I'm wanted. Meow.
It's not even happening yet.
Meow. Dude.
Yo, Bam.
Every rose has a meow.
Yeah.
Bam.
I wrote it all down on a paper.
Sorry.
Meow.
Oh, I just kind of hear the hook.
We both lie silent still in the dead of meow.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Right oh, there. No, we both lie close together. A few miles apart of meow. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out, meow? No, I tried not to hurt you. I'm breaking strings, meow. But I guess that's why they say every meow has its meow. It's like every cowboy has meow. Just like every cowboy meow has a meow.
Everything fucking meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Rose has its meow.
Yeah,
broke a string.
Hannah does the best animal noises. Do the horse.
Fuck.
Do the horse.
I was so young when I did that.
Do the horse. Try it.
Do it.
It was so good. You used to do this in high school all the time. Right after you'd rip farts and then blame it on Rich.
It'll be so loud. Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
Ricky.
Dude, this kid Ricky was so fucking shy.
Dude, that kid is in prison right now, I guarantee it.
He never said a word in high school. And Hannah just ripped on like, and it was like this during a test and it was...
Ew, Rick. He's like, what? What? I didn't do nothing.
Every girl there was
there. Who the fuck's phone is that?
Matt Cole.
It's not my phone.
It's right in front of him.
He's right in front of your fucking weed-ass face.
Cole's getting deaf by the day. Dude, you're saying that, right,
dude,
Rich?
He needs miracle.
All the other senses are kicking in now.
Oh, man. Hold on, do the horse noise. Oh, fuck.
I was going to do it when you were talking.
Try.
Oh, my God. Do it again. Do a sheep.
Oh, my fuck.
Do it again. Yeah.
Do the horse again.
The horse.
Oh. Wait, do the horse.
Holy shit.
The horse into the sheep.
What?
Do the horse and then do the sheep.
Do a horse fucking a sheep.
Do a whore.
Do a whore?
Yeah.
A horse fucking a sheep? I don't know. Somebody else has got to do the sheep. What is that?
Throw a cat in there. Meow.
I'll do the sheep.
Meow. Meow. Meow, kitty, kitty. Stick my big dick in your little pussy.
Jesus.
You like kitty porn, Matt Paul?
Dude, kitty cat porn.
Yeah, we got our hands on some of that last week.
Work the Paul, baby. Oh, yeah, we have that kitty cat magazine in the car. How did we ever get
that? He's like showing cat fancy
cat
to people.
Fancy saying, you like kitty porn? You like kitty porn? I like kitty porn.
Cat fancy.
Dude, I have to play you the footage of Shipper getting yelled at this morning because he's been nothing but a drunk piece of shit. He's supposed to be mowing the lawn. There's weeds out back, like 3 feet high, and he's sleeping at like 2 in the afternoon. And Abe comes in, he's all trashed and shit. He fell asleep. We had this big plastic thing because Kevin's fixing the bathroom, so he didn't want to get dust anywhere. Shepard fell on it last night, naked with the robe hanging off, and he fell asleep there all night on the plastic. He knocked it down.
Bam.
Oh, shit. And Abe comes in to see him sleeping like that.
She said,
"I gotta go get the aftermath right now. I'm playing Veins and Jenna from Sweden. I actually just started a record label called Filthy Note, and they're the first band on it. We shot the music video yesterday, and I'm gonna edit it tomorrow, so it should be out soon. But they fucking rock. They are the new Guns N' Roses, as far as I'm fucking concerned. Yeah. This is Veins and Jenna with No One's Gonna Do It for You. This is Radio Band 2 Video Fashion."
kids. Holy Lord, Godfather. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Tell him that I want to meet him tonight.
That was Veins of Jenna.
That was Veins of Jenna. They fucking rock. Their album's coming out on October 24th.
They played a kick-ass show.
Fucked Rex's up.
Yeah, they did.
They played six songs, but it's short and sweet, and it's really good.
So, what's Meow got to do?
The Meow band.
Yeah. All right, everybody shush. Let's listen to Ape bitching out Shitbird, because he's supposed to be the lawn care guy, but he's been on a fucking one-week bender.
Okay.
And he hasn't been doing jack shit, and the grass is way too high.
You're wrong as shit.
I was going to offer them that job, and then he's like, drove for a week and a half. I'm like, you know what? I need somebody who can do this job.
Well, it ain't Shipper.
I noticed that.
So I wanted to give him
a
hair. You guys
turn it off? I'm trying.
Shipper can't even manage a white Russian.
No, Shipper actually called me last night, and he's like, I told Shipper that all the lighting and all the stuff is in the van, but he was so blasted, he probably forgot I told him.
Joe Frost.
Do you remember him saying that? He was okay to call me and say, Shitbird was so drunk he'll forget all the lightings in the van and the donuts from yesterday.
Fucking throw me under the bus, Joe Frost. I'm coming after your drunk ass neck.
I'm so mad at you.
I'm so mad at Joe Frost right now. I'm twice as mad as you are.
Stop.
I'm twice as mad as you. Take all the anger that you are with Shitbirds and times that by 10, and that's what Shitbirds is to Frost. Yeah, Frost.
I'm serious.
Frost made a mess by the pool, and he didn't clean any of that shit up, and he threw me under the bus in fucking 10 seconds.
Because it's your job. It's not Frost's job.
It's Joe Frost's job now, because I found a guy who can do this.
It's your job.
Oh, Vose is the one who did the axe wounds. I'm going to go home.
To the hospital.
I'm not doing any more anything around here. You know, I'll just deserve it.
Hey, if it was Vose.
Be better.
Dude, turns out things aren't working out with you so well.
Loser. Oh, man. Champion film. Number one, I have a burnt up lip, I have no makeup on, I haven't brushed my hair. And you know what? I've burned up since a car show. I have like major
blood. Well, maybe you stop.
My hair is falling.
Stop smoking the fucking crack pipe and you won't burn your
what do you think? I wish I was smoking crack.
Okay. It's me, Cole.
Oh, what are you doing? You help! Hello?
Tell them to don't talk on the phone. We're filming.
What?
We're fucking filming.
Yeah, I'm filming getting pissed off. So can I
have
you back?
Dude, she was so fucking mad at you.
Yo, can I get a ride over to you?
All right.
Yo, ask her for a ride to the beer mill.
This is all we're going to be filming. Go ahead and have that.
Shepard, ask her. You're wearing my hat, you licensed bitch. Give me a ride to the beer mill, and then I'll
bring
you back. Pay me in beer.
I would not. If I see you with a beer in the next week, you're going to be looking for a new job.
I gotta hide the fucking today.
Stop hiding. You're 38.
All right, I'm coming out.
16.
I'm coming out of the closet now. Abe, he planted. He buried beer out by the treetop casino. So when the well runs dry, he knows where to get some more.
If you went here for officer, you reek of alcohol.
That fucking reeks of cock's nut.
No, I'm serious. I got him like, who's under the grass?
My parole officer's stupid. You don't know what's going on.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I went to Mexico and on a fucking tour of a rock band. He didn't piss test. He's a lost.
You know what? Shut the fuck up. Because you know what?
Lost.
You're going to end up being in jail. And this is why I'm here.
I'm a victim.
Stop being a victim.
Show me your tattoo. No, this one, asshole.
Oh, show that motherfucker.
No, both of them, dick face.
God made me what?
God made an
fuck jail.
Shipper got his fuck jail
tattoo. You know what? You're going to go back.
And then his other one says, God made Narkill.
Well, really, that's not what you said when you were camping out, crying your eyes out.
Shipper says one funny thing out of 10, and that was just one, so now you're going to say 9 unfunny things right now.
It's called, you're not getting paid for this time right now.
Use up all your 9 unfunny things so I can film a funny thing.
I'm probably going to get fired, and then I'm going to get hired, and then I'm going to get fired, and then I'm going to get hired again.
All right, not funny. Now keep going.
That's
what you think? I think April's the best shit ever. All right, that's not funny either, so that, yeah. Seven more.
No.
Seven more.
He keeps saying, you're like my mother. I'm not your mother.
Who the fuck's your mother?
I know I'm doing you a favor.
You are doing me a favor right now.
Well, then do me a fucking favor and go work.
You go work.
Oh, man.
I've been doing this job for a week.
I'm raging against the machine right now. That's all. One fucking day off.
Is this guy for real? Are you for real?
Okay.
How the hell do you be drunk 2 days after the party? How do you be drunk 2 days
after
the party?
She takes a roll up, Manny. Yesterday was a party. Today I'm married.
Matt is on Pat time.
Matt is on Pat time. On Matt time. Pat time's jail time. She went to wake me up this morning. I'm
God,
like,
you freak! Seriously, your breath is like a goddamn beer peg.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to fucking drink coffee over here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, coffee on Bailey.
Matt.
I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to see what you did. I'm gonna check on you like a first grader.
I'm checking on you the whole time. You don't even know. I'm keep coming around and behind you and be like, there you are.
Yes, Jarvis. You better get seriously started here.
I'm gonna get a canoe you on. Hey, why did
you
canoe
you on?
Yeah, he's the one who chopped the axe wound. That's the guy.
Look at you.
What?
You're sitting doing nothing.
I'm standing doing shit.
Do you know what? I have been asking him for 1 month to clear out the crap in the hallway. It's still there.
And I told Rich Post I hired him for half my pay. $10 an hour.
You have more than that.
And the motherfucker didn't do shit, so I'm firing him now.
$1 you can get. You owe a ton of money.
Beaver bucks.
I want to get paid in beaver bucks.
Does that count as a funny thing? So wait a minute.
No!
So I make $10 an hour, that means I can get 10 strippers a dollar. For 5 minutes.
You know what? Seriously, I can't even handle beaver, so just shut up.
For 5 minutes.
Like 5 minutes. I don't know.
I'm firing Joe Franz for not... Well, that sucks.
Oh, God. Jesus, dude.
So that was that.
I can't wait to see April and give her the biggest fucking hug ever, dude.
Oh, that's
yeah, right.
Funny.
She's not going to take it.
Yeah, no? She's busy.
She hates
you. She hates you.
She was so much more pissed off than that, too.
I know.
Earlier.
The best she was screaming. Matt Cole went to the bar and fucking in his bathrobe and moccasins and told some girl she had a stupid pussy last night.
I think you got a fucking stupid pussy. Get the hell away from me. It's a chick with a hat on. She was driving me nuts because she wouldn't fuck with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jess Margera.
Yeah, Jess, what's up, man?
What's up, y'all?
Didn't you roofie yourself so you could take advantage of yourself?
Oh, yeah, I gave myself a date rape drug, and then I don't know what the fuck happened after that, but my ass hurt no more.
You got a
Were you bending your dick to your ass?
Nah, I did the man Johnny.
Remember our song?
Bend your dick to the ass.
Wait. I want to bend my dick to my ass so I can fuck myself. I want to bend my dick around my ass so I can fuck myself.
Oh, nigga, no front.
Man.
You know what's the best when you can shit at the best to a big-ass, thick-ass dick.
You're just talking your own dick up because if you're bending it to the back of your ass, obviously it's your dick.
But you're not trying to fuck anybody else.
Wait, say that line again. That you both just said.
You know what's the best when you can shit out the mess to a big ass, thick ass dick.
Jesus.
Shit out of Carabello. And the bouncer came up and he's like, Matt Cole, you're 2 seconds away from getting kicked out of here.
I can't believe it.
If you flash one more person, because he had like.
What bar?
He was naked under his bathrobe.
What bar?
Last night.
Yeah, we went to a bunch of bars. Kildare's?
Yeah, Kildare's. And then he flashed all of Kumo.
Yeah.
His dick.
I was just like,
wait. Did I leave you there?
You were trying to rip my robe off. Yeah.
God, that would be the best to just see some dude walk up to a girl and just say, you have a stupid pussy.
Yeah. I probably got laid. I probably got 100 dudes laid last night.
Remember when he kept drinking those Rocky Mountain motherfuckers at Duffer's? Which brings me to Duffer's. Where's Rich Foe?
Oh, shit.
Hey. Give him the thing.
Oh, my God.
Remember when that fucking, that minging-ass bitch was like, I was shooting a game of pool, and then she comes up and she's just like,
she sucked, dude.
You're going to talk to my... nephews from Florida. And I'm like, she was all drunk and shit. She's like, and you're going to talk to him because I make you money, saying that she bought my t-shirts and shit. I'm like, lady, I'm in the middle of a fucking pool game. Like, I don't care. I expect you to call because I make you money. And I was like, well, I don't want your fucking money then. And then, Bose, what were you saying to her?
I just said, I was like, look,
there's a way to approach somebody and there's a way not to do it. You're doing it the way not to do it.
Yeah, right. She was like,
what do you mean? If he's so fucking important, my kids will never buy another fucking thing of his.
I was like, they will.
I don't
anyway.
Want them to. Fuck with a fucking minging ass bitch Bears like you. I don't want you buying any of my shit.
I so hope she hears this.
Me too.
She got yelled at once, arrogant. Now she's getting yelled at again. And, she
and you know what else
sucks?
You know what I mean? Like, if she would have came up like, hey, when you're done your pool game, do you think that you might be able to... And then when she called, she was dialing the wrong fucking numbers. And she like, hello, Mikey? Who's it?
I called my mother-in-law.
Wrong number, shit. You know, and I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, dude, I'm playing a fucking pool game. Like, you could have nicely asked when I was done, I would have done it. But, like, just the fact that she's like, you're going to talk to him because I make you money and you got to cancel your pool game right now. It's like, fuck you.
Did you, like, size some guy's T-shirt right after that?
Like, yeah, yeah. You're trying to share it and you're like, oh, yeah, man. Let me just say
about the tattoo, dude. When we're doing the shoot and you're directing and the one dude came up to the tattoo at the tattoo place.
Oh yeah, man, that guy he just kept asking me like, so where's Phil at? I'm like, I'm directing a music video right now. Like, yo, like, what'd your dad say when you beat his ass? Like, I'm fucking directing a video. I need to be concentrating on the next shot and what we're gonna, you know, like, I don't give a fuck where the fuck Phil is.
Yo, man, how does your family put up with your shit, man?
I'm seriously. Suck. I'm seriously looking at a fucking monitor with Joe Franz. I'm like, Joe, I want you to fucking, as soon as you film Nikki, I want you to pan over to Rich and then show the close-up of the tattoo and then get him wiping the red. Yeah, like, what'd your dad say when you kicked him? Like, what? Not now, dude. Not fucking now.
It's a tattoo place. You can't kick him out, really.
Oh, yeah, so like, it was a tattoo place that was in business, so I can't kick him out because it was just a quick little shoot that we were getting.
You should have said, not meow, dude, not meow.
That dude followed up.
I think we're alone,
from,
meow.
He followed up from Rex's over to the tattoo place.
Yo, what the fuck does Billy Ocean sing?
Never want to make you come, never going to tear. No, that's for
Ashley.
Oh, wait.
Quit.
Get out of my dreams and into my car.
Caribbean Queen.
I'm never going to make you come. Is that what he says?
I thought he was saying Caribou Queen when I was younger.
Caribou Queen. Yeah.
How about that
what
one song?
It, I thought it is Caribou.
You ever hear that one
Caribbean.
Song?
I thought it was Carry Me Quick.
Carry Me Quick.
Now I'm sucking.
How about Only Baloney? That's what the fuck I thought there was.
No, dude, fucking Creedence Clearwater. That one that's like, there's a bad movie. Moon on the rise.
Bathroom on
I thought it was fucking.
Meow on the rise.
No, for 10 years I thought there's a bathroom on the right.
There's a bathroom on the right.
You know, dude, the stupidest fucking song in the entire world is that Chevy. What the fuck is it saying?
American Pie.
Took the Chevy.
That
took the Chevy.
Oh, that sucks.
Chevy.
Like a rock.
Another Chevy song.
Oh, like a rock.
Like a cock.
Like a cock.
Yo, how now, brown meow?
Fuck, I can't think of it. No, motoring. That's the one.
Motoring. What's your price for fun?
Waste for flight? What the fuck are you talking about? Never make music again, dude.
I saw Matt Cole do karaoke to that at the Blarney Stone one time.
That was some boogie nights. That was some boogie nights where there's fucking jamming to that song.
How about when we were Christian all the time?
Let's dude, remember I did Lionel Richie and I was singing to the bartender and I threw everything was anal sex.
No, dude. There was all these college kids at the Blarney Stone. It was like the gayest little college night, and there was karaoke. Rich Voss gets fucking Whitney Houston.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, and like, the whole fucking place is like, what the hell is going on?
You were singing that?
Yeah.
Let's go to the bar so you can sing that.
Aw, dude, this thing's fucked, man.
Motoring!
I broke my D-string.
What? Your prize for
I broke my G-string, motherfucker.
I knew it was coming. Power cord.
Let me see it.
Wow, I broke my G-string.
Zico.
Wow.
Zico.
Wow.
I broke my D-string.
I want to hear you. I want to hear you do the voice. It's like,
what's going on, man?
Yeah, man, you gotta do that, dude. I've been thinking about that, too.
What's going on, what man? Fucking shit, man.
Oh, man. Yo, you know what it is.
That?
You know how it feels. You know what it's like.
dog's dick is red. This, that's what they said. It looks kind of good. When it looks really good. I like to eat chocolate and make some stains. It smells windshield wipers in the rain. Diarrhea is my favorite word to say. Diarrhea. Come and say it with me today. When I shit off the top of Niagara Falls, I let the horseshoe falls clean my crack. There's no turning back. I plunge into the toilet and my sack dips in my shit. Oh, I'm so quick to wipe it and smell in my fingernails.
Do you like the smell of poop when a dog leaves it on the sidewalk? Watching your mom step in dog dirt with her bare foot on the sidewalk.
Dog dirt. Fucking dog dirt.
That's enough.
Got it.
That's enough.
This is so right off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bam on the guitar. How about that?
Oh, man, that was fucking great. Well, that's a perfect ending to this show, so let's say bye, and I'm playing another fucking Scandinavian rock band that sounds just like Gemini 5 and Veins of Jenna, and shit, hopefully I could buy their asses out, put them on Filthy Note, put that shit out of America.
Yo, we should
get this is Bridal Line, and this song is fucking track 4.
We should get an Ethiopian band.
Ethiopian band. Radio Bam Shoes 20 Faction. Bye now.
FilthyNote.com.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam.